In a flurry of activity at the Utah Olympic Park over the weekend, the U.S. Ski Jumping National Championships were held. And Park City's Sarah Hendrickson and Nick Farolf of New Hampshire claimed the U.S. Large Hill titles. While Hendrickson has 13 World Cup victories under her belt, she tells KPCW the national championship here on her home turf was just as hard as World Cup competition.
We have five girls that are in the top 25 in the world. So, I mean, it's basically a World Cup. Competing against Lindsay and Jessica and Alyssa and Abby is never easy, so it's definitely not a walk in the park at all.
Longtime teammates Jessica Jerome took second place and Lindsay Van clinched the third place finish. Hendrickson says there were also a few surprises at the competition.
We had two development athletes that were actually fourth and fifth, which is really good to see. We love to see up-and-comers. Nita England and Nina Lucy. And then Alyssa Johnson and Abby followed them. So it was a tough competition, and the results were a little bit, I think, different than they normally are, but that's keeping it exciting.
And from the sounds of things, Hendrickson and her team have a lot of work to do between now and the Sochi Olympics.
We actually are leaving for France on Sunday for Summer Grand Prix, which is basically just a Summer World Cup, and then we're going to Kazakhstan in September with more World Cups, and then we still have early December is when our World Cup season starts, and then we have Olympic trials at the end of December. So we have a bunch more competitions before those Olympic trials.
With the whirlwind travel schedule of a world ski jumping champion, surprisingly, it'll be Hendrickson's first trip to France, where the competition will be held in Park City's sister city, Courchevel.
Well, I've flown through the Paris airport probably about a dozen times, but I've never really ventured outside of that building, so I'm really excited.
And Hendrickson is back and strong after the knee injury that took her down last year, and she says so are her teammates. All are healthy, fit, and injury-free. She says she's been keeping a keen eye on her main rival, Japan's Sara Takanashi, who she'll face off against in the coming weeks.
She had a World Cup a week and a half ago in Germany, and she was in second place, and I mean, she's a very consistent jumper and has been for the last few years, so it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be cool to, you know, compete against her in the next coming weeks.
While sometimes the U.S. men's ski jumping team doesn't claim as much of the spotlight, likely since women's ski jumping was only recently allowed as an Olympic sport, Hendrickson gives a shout-out to her male counterparts.
They got a new coach this year, in addition to their older coach, Clint Jones. They showed some really good jumps this weekend at Nationals as well. So we have a mixed team event actually next week in France. So two girls and two boys from each country. So that's really fun to compete with, and hopefully we can show those Europeans what we've been training so hard for.
She says the support of longtime sponsors and new supporters has been phenomenal.
A lot of people are showing interest in the team, and that's really, you know, helping us out. I think our team is signing with a few more sponsors that I can't disclose the names, but that's really good to see. And athletes are getting individual endorsements, which are also very exciting.
Her personal sponsors are looking notable. She signed with Red Bull, Visa, Kellogg's, and Nike.
Yeah, so it's an awesome group. I'm really happy with all of them. They've been so nice and accommodating. It's really cool to be a part of that, those companies.
Well, have we seen you yet on the cover of a cereal box?
No, we'll see about that.
That's 19-year-old Sarah Hendrickson, Park City local and world champion ski jumper. She says her parents are cutting her a break about not heading off to college in September. They understand she's a little busy. She says she'll wait maybe until spring. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.